You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Go somewhere in your mind, your garden beds. You're walking into your backyard, your dream yard, your dream land and space, and there are 12 garden beds, each one represented by a different zodiac sign. In this episode, close your eyes and walk over to the seventh garden bed with me, the garden bed of Libra. I imagine in this garden bed, you're trying to grow some fragrant roses so that your space has the sweet smell. Maybe jasmine, that is my favorite flower, but some beautiful, delicate, fragrant flowers of love are in this garden bed. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host and astrologer, Stephanie Powers. Do not forget to subscribe to our newsletter to get updates every Monday morning in the form of short stories at lightworkers-lounge.com. Leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast from, because it really helps market the show and get it on recommended lists. And I just want to remind you guys that you can book a reading with me at lightworkers-lounge.com. Select the basic birth chart reading if you're brand new to astrology and intimidated by it, and select the advanced one if you know your big three. I also offer medical astrology readings if you're struggling with health lately. That is my specialty. But my other specialty, Miss Scorpio Moon and Venus, to the same 16th degree. I am passionate about love. I dream of writing romance novels one day soon. You can also book a relationship synastry or relationship composite with me. Synastry is where we look at the strengths and weaknesses of a relationship. Composite is more spiritual inclined. I can tell you if there's like a soulmate, karmic twin flame connection to it. I can tell you where you might get stuck together and where you should move towards together to benefit the most from the relationship. And I can tell you how you met and how it might end. And of course, the theme of coming together, the theme of this relationship. I love those readings. I find most people are really enjoying the composite reading. Those are cool because it's like if your chart and somebody else's chart made a baby, that is the composite chart, the baby chart, the blend of the two of you. What is the point? What is the purpose of us? Where can we get stuck and feel like the relationship can't go forward? And where should we always move towards together as a couple? As a friendship. And this doesn't have to be romantic, by the way. A lot of people invest in this for parent-child dynamics. It's a really cool one. A lot of people do them with their parent or sibling. Some people, it's a friendship breakup. They're really curious about the friendship. And what was the point of all that? So lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings. You'll see the drop down. And I'll see you on Zoom. Don't forget, we're going to start adding pre-recorded readings. I will not have pre-recorded for relationship readings. Those are so intimate. I need to talk to you and get the background of the relationship dynamic. But for things like the basic birth chart reading, where I just go over your sun, moon, and rising, and maybe even the advanced reading, where I go over every single planet, those are soon going to be offered as pre-recorded for my busy, busy people who are just can't seem to make their schedule sync with mine. I want to offer the chance for you to get a reading with me. And of course, those will be the intake form where you give me your birthday, time of birth, place of birth. But there's also a big box that I leave for you to say, hey, there's so much to this. Give me three areas that you really want me to focus on when I'm recording your reading. Is it love? Is it money? Is it health? What are we working with? Point me in the direction and I'll focus on that. So stay tuned. And you know who's going to find out about when it's up and ready to be booked first? The people subscribe to the newsletter. So if you're not already on it, lightworkers-lounge.com. Put your email in there. I won't spam y'all. You'll just get a short story from me every Monday morning. Okay. Speaking of love, connection, relation, Guys, the moon is full again. Libra, full moon to be exact. And this full moon has a little oomph to it. It's stronger than the average full moon because it is a partial lunar eclipse. Welcome, eclipse season. If you guys are fretting and fearing over eclipses, please go to the episode 2 episodes back and listen to eclipses, what they mean, how to use them. I explain the historical context of them, the importance of them, but also why you shouldn't worry about them too much. Because yes, they're pivotal moments, but we have 4 a year every year. They're big, but they're not that big a deal. Okay? This Libra full moon is on March 25th at 5 degrees Libra. If you have any placements in your chart at 5 degrees Libra, this full moon is shining on you. And remember, all of us, whether you have Libra placements or not, we all have a sector of our birth chart that is ruled by Libra, which is an area of life craving Libran energy. We use Libra to feel the most balanced in this area of life. So if you don't have any Libra placements, but you're very curious about how Libra shows up for you personally, come see me. Lightworkers-lounge.com. Let me give you a reading and explain it all to you. For example, my Libra, I don't have anything in Libra. Not a single planet. Although you guys always guess I'm a Libra sun, which I take as a compliment. You think I'm beautiful. But nope, I don't have anything. But Libra rules my 6th house of health. This tells me I could meet someone through work because Libra rules love. And guess how I met Baby J? Through the podcast, my work. I can also say that I really need to practice balance and peace when it comes to my physical body, because if I don't feel balanced, my physical health will be affected, right? Libra ruled 6th house. Watch out for people pleasing at work, etc., etc. So it's a really cool thing to know. Highly suggest it. Book a reading with me and I'll tell you it all. So March 25th, we have a full moon in Libra. All right, let's go back to the garden bed. Can you smell the roses? Have you guys ever been to Asheville? A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E. Not Nashville, Tennessee. Asheville, North Carolina. When I lived in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, I used to drive out to Asheville all the time because, oh, is it just something else. And I didn't even know that there's a very, it's highly energetic. One of the mountains out there, Grandfather Mountain. Is that right? Asheville people. It's like a energetic vortex, similar to Sedona, Arizona. It's got that energy. I don't even want to share it. I want to keep it sacred. Sorry, Asheville people. I can't help it. Your place is so lovely. But I was just so drawn out there. It's so free. It's so open. And the Blue Ridge Mountains are gorgeous. Gorgeous. I think if me, my mom, my brother, JL, all of our family, they all come together, something tells me it's going to be in the Blue Ridge Mountains area, like Virginia Blue Ridge Mountains, North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains. I feel so held in that area. Okay, enough about that. What I was saying with that area is there is a place called the Biltmore Estate. It is this beautiful, like, castle. Stop what you're doing and pop it in Google. Biltmore Estate. It is gorgeous. I'm pretty sure lots of movies were filmed there. But I went there once. And like historical stuff like that is usually not my forte, especially when I was young. But I went there and they have a garden, a giant garden. And then they have a separate garden called the Rose Garden. And it is just every type of rose you can imagine in full bloom. The smell, I mean, who needs to do plant medicine when you can walk through a rose garden that was this intricately tended to? There's a picture of me, and it's on my blog, Free Spirit Fun, where I just have my hair up in a messy bun, tank top, and my flats, and my ripped jeans. I just look so in my Taurus rising element, and just sitting in on the ground in the rose bushes. And I think of that because I feel like that's such Libra energy. Just lovely, just bliss. It's the stuff out of fairy tales and movies. It was just so nice. Okay, close your eyes. back to the garden bed analogy. In this episode, we are going to box number 7. Whatever you're growing in your Libra box, whatever is romantic to you, this is where we're going to go check on it. Now, I want you to think back to October 14th, 2023. You probably remember this day, especially here in the United States. Why? Because this was a solar eclipse. Here in Texas, we wore those special glasses that you can look at the sun with, and we looked at this partial eclipse, and it got a little dark outside in the middle of the day. It was really cool. It was a big event. So I want you to think about what came up for you around love and relationships on that day. Because that was the solar eclipse new moon in Libra. You planted seeds, whether you were consciously aware of it or not, you planted seeds in your Libra garden bed on or around that day when it comes to how you relate to people. Now, I'm going to say this over and over again. While Libra rules romantic love, of course, such a pivotal part of a human experience, romance, it also rules best friends, people that feel like brothers or sisters to you. It rules business partners as a huge part of Libra, people you collaborate with for a creative purpose. These are all Libran things. So if nothing has been crazy in your romantic life, it could be a very close friendship, colleague, something to do with an intimate relation with someone. So full moons are endings. Time to wrap it up. Something that began on October 14th, 2023 may be coming to an end with this full moon in Libra, partial lunar eclipse. You guys remember from the eclipse episode I shared, solar eclipses are when external things leave or come in. Lunar eclipses are more subtle, gentle. They are internal. Have you heard that song? Total Eclipse of the Heart. Who sings that? Celine Dion? I gotta Google it now. Eclipse of the Heart. I said Celine Dion. It's a woman named Bonnie Tyler. So close. Did she do a cover? What am I thinking of? Guys, stop laughing. She did. She did do a cover, okay? I think. Maybe not. Okay. Bonnie Tyler is a woman who sings a song called Total Eclipse of the Heart. And this is essentially saying, I am having a sudden change of heart and it won't go away. And I can't change it. I can't switch it back. My heart won't resuscitate for this thing, this person, this idea. I think so many of us have these ideas around something that our heart is so wrapped up in. And then when we have a total eclipse of the heart, we change our mind, we grieve, and we get a little confused and lost. I know for me, it's the whole Key West thing. If you've been around here a long time, you know Key West has been my dream, but my own actions have shown that it's not as important as I thought, but I also grew up. I grew up and looked at it from a deeper lens of maturity and saw, okay, I don't want to go down there and struggle. I don't want to struggle and struggle. As Shahil calls it, you got to go down there with your lunch packed. I want to go down there and buy an oceanfront property and have people over, host retreats in my space, be able to sit in my balcony and look at the sea and write books. I don't want to go down there and pay $3,500 for a studio apartment with no oven. With no windows. Like, I just, nope, I love it, but I don't love it that much. And me 5-10 years ago would be like, no, I'll live anywhere. I'll live in a tent on the ocean. Like, let's go. I grew up with it. That's a total eclipse of the heart. So this Libra full moon is a lunar eclipse. You may find that you're just having a change of heart. Or if a relationship is coming to an end, it may feel weird at first to your heart, but it probably feels gentle, like a whisper that says, come on, you know it's time to go. You know this is where this belongs. Don't drag it on any longer than you have to. So you planted seeds in the garden of love back last October. Now let's go sit by that box. You and me, I'm your teacher with my clipboard. I'm going to grade you, see how you did. The master gardener over here. How funny is this? I just shared that one of my dreams is to open a flower farm, and I'm using this analogy. So come on, let's go to your Libra garden box, the seeds of a new moon that you set and planted, and the seeds of intention from Libra's new moon last October. How did they do? Did they bloom? Did they even sprout at all? Is their growth a little stunted? Like if you wanted to plant some big mammoth sunflowers, did they only grow like a foot tall instead of 8 feet tall? Why? Where did you miss out? Or is your garden thriving and you find yourself in an amazing relationship surrounded by best friends, and this full moon is a celebration of all the healing work you have done to cultivate, have values, set boundaries, and connect with an amazing romantic partner or an amazing best friend or business partner? This could be a full moon where your hard work paying off is illuminated. That full moon is lighting up your beautiful, flourishing Libra garden box, right? So ask yourself, how is my garden of love looking lately? Does it need some serious TLC, or is it flourishing? You know, Libra is a people-pleasing sign. Recovering people-pleasers unite. Being kind, being virtuous is such an important part of society lately. But I think we're all kind of stepping into this era of Aries where we're like, you know what? I don't fucking like social media. I'm getting off and I don't care what people say. I don't know how it's going to affect me personally or financially if I work on social media. I'm done. I don't want to be shadowed. I don't want to share how I really feel about something and then have people from all over the world tell me their opinion and why I'm wrong and a terrible, racist, sexist person. No, thank you. Where have you lost yourself into being the good guy? Where have you lost yourself in trying so hard to be the person everyone loves? Have you ever heard of that quote, "A friend to all is a friend to none"? The people who are a friend to all have no enemies. They are not friends with themselves. What do you tell people you want in the light of day? What do you vocalize that you want? Now ask yourself, tap into your moon sign. What do you want when you're alone? What do you tell people in the light of day that you want, but what do you want when you're alone? Are they opposite? Or are they relatively similar? Ask yourself this. Think about it. Ponder it under this full moon. Full moons are endings. Libra is relationships. We cannot deny that the forecast is high, that relationships could come to a natural end around this full moon. If there is a relationship in your life that you have been on the fence about, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this good? Is this bad? Is this toxic? Is this healthy? This full moon is probably going to deliver some information or just settle the anxiety in your heart, since it is lunar, about what to do next. I have a strong feeling, of course, I'd have to look at your personal chart to see how your natal planets are playing with this moon, but that a lot of people could get the answer they need about a friendship, a relationship, a business idea with this full moon. You know, you become a different person based on who you're around, right? Think back to the very important relationships you've had in your life. You're a different character with each person. Some people you're probably super giddy, happy, outgoing with. Other people you're very quiet to yourself. Introverted with. It depends, right, on the person that you're with. What do they bring out in you? What is their reaction when you share your dreams? What is their reaction when you share a boundary with them? Everybody's so different. And so the answers to that will tell us how you behave around specific people. So I ask you, do you like who you become around that person? Do they foster your authenticity, or have you become someone that makes them feel safe, but at the cost of complete loss of self? That is disempowered Libra. They get the relationship, they love the honeymoon phase of it, and then they wake up and go, wait, I kind of lied and said that I like going running and that I like drinking beer because that person does. And now I'm in a committed relationship with them and they want to keep going to 5Ks and going to the bar to drink IPAs on the weekend. But I hate running. I don't like it at all. I would rather go paddleboard, or I would rather go do something artistic and just move my body in a different way. I don't like this. Oh no. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep up with this loss of self. And you go drink that IPA and you're like, if I have to chug down another sip of this god awful beer. I'm having you look at the fruity drink next to you and you're like, I actually would really rather have that. In fact, actually, I don't think I want to drink alcohol at all anymore. I want to love and embrace who I am when I'm sober. But this person, I don't know what they're going to think if I say that. A Libra full moon mantra is, I can love people, but not choose to do life with them. I can love someone, but not choose to possess them or allow them to possess me. Love can still exist in that space. I think of unfollowing people on social media, right? The automatic reaction is, oh, you hate them. Oh my gosh, you're in a fight with them. You guys are fighting, aren't you? It's like, no. Sometimes it's just, I need a break from their energy, their life updates, or maybe they're so lovely and I'm in a low space of life that their loveliness and success is triggering wounds in me that I really need to just go focus on. I don't want to be a hater. I don't want to be jealous. So I'm just going to unfollow, maybe even block them so that I can just go be a grumpy bumpy somewhere else and heal my stuff. Right? And then of course I've experienced divorce during my Saturn return and the automatic reaction is, you hate each other. And it's like, no. Of course, some situations that is the case. But I find in a lot more situations, it's not. You don't hate them. You just come to a conclusion that we tried to grow together, but our branches grew apart. You're going east, I'm going west. Why are we trying to force each other to go north when neither one of us want to go that way? So let's have an amicable split, right? Same applies to friendships. There are people who come into our life for a reason, for a season. And then there are people that we can just feel it in our body. I want to fight for this. I'm not done with this. I'm not done. You know, one of the most common questions I get in astrology, and the people that know me, having known I've been through many a different types of relationship situations, how do you know when to leave? How do you know if it's even over? How do you know if you're supposed to keep going or leave? And there's never a right answer for this. Sorry. I know, my logical babies. You're like, yes or no, black or white. What do I do? It's not that easy. Oh, it's nuanced. But what I can tell you that I really stand firm in and believe is that if it gives you anxiety, if when you're apart from them, you're thinking about them, you're wondering about them, you're wondering about the relationship. What if, it's not done. There's still something you need to go through and grow through. It's probably not done. But if you find yourself at ease, thinking of a life beyond that relationship with ease and comfort and a gentleness, and if you go away for a week separate from them and you don't have any desire to reach out, connect, and you're not thinking about the relationship too much, it's gentle. You just, it comes with ease how you're like, yeah, you know what? It's time. And I will say, when you're in the mix of a relationship, again, whether it's friendship or romantic, if you're constantly in contact, you're never going to get the clarity. It's so, from your Sagittarius sister, go travel, run away from your problems. It works every time. But change your scenery, jump out of the routine, jump out of the fishbowl with that person and look at it from a bird's eye view. Look outside from the fishbowl, clear the glass and look in, and you can get a different perspective to help you along your way. But big Libra full moon energy there, right? You know, the other part of Libra is people pleasing, but it's also codependency. People with Libra moons, Libra Mercury's, Venus, low, especially Libra suns. I love you guys, but it's true. Codependency is something we've got to help you guys work on. Get some Aries friends in your life. They'll help you swing to the other side. But if you're sending someone you love all the quotes, all the reels of motivational speakers, podcasts, links to books and audiobooks, etc., about something you think they need to change, something that you think will help them heal something within them, stop. Stop. And I can say this for all of us guys, because been there, done that. Stop. Humans are easy, basic creatures. When we force literature and text and social media now on them, like, hey, look at this, read this. If you would just look at this and read this and listen to this podcast by Steph Powers, you would just know that you're a Libra, so you have this. And then for what? Ask yourself, why am I sending this to them? How does this benefit us? Is this a solution for us, for me and this person? Or am I forcing someone to heal on my timeline so I can receive the love that I crave and think and tell myself? Here we're getting into Pisces. The story I tell myself, the fantasy, the delulu I'm in, is that if they would just listen to this reel and watch the whole thing, they would understand where I'm coming from and they would fix that part of them, and then I'll feel secure in the relationship. And it feels good in the moment, right? Lighting up a quick cigarette on social media. But it doesn't work. I'm sorry. Don't shoot the messenger. It doesn't work. People heal on their own timeline. And sometimes a separation is exactly what people need to heal. Sometimes people stay so stuck and stagnant when they have the comfort and the ability to know that you're always there. And same for you too. Maybe you're in a relationship staying stuck because it's safe and it's comforting and it's secure. But it is not serving you, right? It won't be real. It won't be authentic if you're trying to get someone to change on your timeline. People learn from modeled behavior, from boundaries. I love that quote. It triggers the hell out of me, but I love it. We teach people how to treat us. We teach them what's okay. Keep going. No problem. I'll get over it. Yes, you can talk shit to me again in a very inappropriate, degrading way. I'll forgive you. When you do that, you're teaching them, hey, it's all right. We all make mistakes. And what their logical brain is thinking is, oh, I can get away with that. And if that person is not recognizing that behavior in them that's awful and needs to stop, they're going to keep doing it. And so begins the cycle of a toxic relationship, which needs its own podcast. But this is Libra full moon energy. So over the last 6 months, how has that worked out for you? How have your relationships been? What started? What feeling can you conjure up in your memory from mid-October that could be coming to a grand finale now? Under this full moon in Libra, I want you to forgive yourself for all the ways you lacked balance in the last 6 months. Like I said earlier, Libra rules my sixth house of health, and I admitted this in one of our Monday newsletters. I said, guys, I haven't really worked out. I mean, I go for walks with the dog that are a couple miles long a day, but I haven't really worked out in 6 months, like a real good sweat, sore the next day exercise routine. And it stopped in October. So my Libra garden bed of health is a little wilted. Gonna work on that under this full moon, Aries, astrological new year, new me. I have been working out. Me and JL have been doing a little training on the bike and running. And he bought me new sneakers. So sweet. So now I'm ready to go. But forgive yourself for all the times you lied, right? This is a Libra trait. They're known on the streets as Libras. If you read about them in astrology text, Libras are the narcissists of the zodiac, and they don't mean to. They don't understand what's going on. These are just the people who struggle to get to you straight, They need to go to their Aries sister and learn a little lesson from them. But they just want to keep the peace. And so very often they lie to keep the peace. Very often they manipulate to keep relationships going because they can't live without love. I want you to think about why you can't live without love. What is so scary about being alone? So many people will stay in relationships because they're afraid of being alone. Don't fight the energy of this Libra full moon that says, well, this person needs to leave so that that person that is waiting on the wings, you can't see them, you don't know them, you don't know how you're going to meet them, and you don't know how the relationship's going to end up, but they're waiting. They're walking by your table, trying to sit down, but the seats are taken with the wrong people. What are you doing? Because this Libra full moon is a partial lunar eclipse, I imagine that you can grip all you want, my little earthly being, but I think this is going to come through and whoosh, do it for you. Or if you've just felt weak and you're like, I need a little help. Here you go. Here comes the cosmos. And again, there are some people listening to this who are like, no, I'm in a good place with relationships right now. This could be a celebratory moment again of saying, oh, this is the moment. Maybe you get engaged under this Libra full moon. Maybe you find out you're pregnant or have a baby under this full moon. Buy a house or property. Get a place together, right? This is a culmination of all of the hard work you've been putting into the art of relating since last October, right? So under this full moon, I invite you guys to celebrate. Celebrate. Don't ignore the truth that gently comes to you under the light of this full moon. That's all I'm going to ask. With the Libra full moon, when it comes to love and relating to romantic partners, friends, and family, I will keep reminding you, it's all about the art of relating. Where have you rocked it as a friend? And where can you be a little better? Where have you been an amazing partner? And where have you failed to listen? You've been listening to react. Where are you so headstrong? And I don't want to be submissive. I don't want to apologize. Where can you be gentle and apologize? Where can you fix some controlling tendencies? Dive into it under this full moon. Forgive yourself for any of those behaviors in the past. Forgive yourself if you haven't worked out in 6 months. And understand that the cosmos are always working back and forth, back and forth. You will always get a second chance at being the type of friend, lover, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend that you dream of. You always get a second chance. And this full moon eclipse is going to give you a chance to, it's going to do it for you. It's going to wipe your plate clean, wash it, dry it, and hand it back to you and say, all right, don't mess this up. You always get a second chance. Okay. I love you guys. Happy full moon in Libra. Enjoy it. Happy birthday, my Aries people. Lightworkers-lounge.com to book a private reading with me. I will see you guys next episode. Bye.